This is St. Louis Public Radio. Backers of the ambitious plan to merge St. Louis and St. Louis County point to the success Indianapolis has seen since merging city and county governments there 50 years ago. But as St. Louis Public Radio's Sarah Fentum reports, that city's success came at the expense of Black residents and Democratic voters.
A recent evening in Indianapolis looks like a Chamber of Commerce's dream. The 3-mile-long canal loop that cuts through downtown is bursting with the activities developers like to put in architectural renderings. Yoga classes, family picnics. A steam-powered clock plays a song every 15 minutes.
I am here at the Indy Canal. There are a lot of people jogging. There are couples that are holding hands. It's beautiful out, too. You can see the sun's on the canal, and it's just, like, glittering, sparkling.
They saw UNIGOV as a means to an end, but the end was transformation of the city, a better city.
That's John Krause, former head of the Greater Indianapolis Progress Committee, the driving force behind the city-county merger called UNIGOV. He also worked under the first two mayors of the consolidated city. He says after 1970s merger, Indianapolis gained a reputation as a city that's bucked Rust Belt stereotypes with a thriving business scene and a gleaming downtown. But that growth came at a cost. State Representative John Bartlett is a Democrat and a member of the Indiana Black Legislative Caucus. He represents House District 95, which is more than 50% African American. He says other parts of the city haven't shared downtown's progress.
We got the convention center, we got high-rise hotels, but when you go to the neighborhoods and drive over the streets, it speaks for itself.
Before UNIGOV, the surrounding Marion County was overwhelmingly white and Republican, while the city was represented by Democrats. People in the city were even discussing electing a Black mayor. But in one fell swoop, UNIGOV created a Republican dynasty that lasted for the next 30 years.
And they were able to bring in all these outside votes, which would dilute the African-American vote.
UNIGOV consolidated Republican power, which many people say silenced the votes of poor people and African-Americans in the city center. Bartlett says the money flowed into a few miles downtown and inner city neighborhoods were neglected.
We're not, in my opinion, paying attention to our neighborhoods with UNIGOV. We're paying attention to downtown.
They were a large portion of the voting base of the Democratic Party in the old city of Indianapolis. And the Democratic Party was effectively wiped out for a generation.
William Bloomquist is a political science professor at Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis. He says the city's revitalization didn't occur because UNIGOV necessarily saved it money or generated more tax revenue. For better or for worse, it gave Republicans uninterrupted political power.
We were blessed with a very foresighted and public-spirited leadership in the business community and in the Marion County Republican Party at the time. And they accomplished a lot with the unilateral control that they had.
And UNIGOV was a powerful economic development tool. Former Progress Committee head John Krause served under the mayors Richard Lugar, who became a U.S. Senator, and Bill Hudnut, who served for four terms. Many Hoosiers regard the two as enormously successful politicians and visionaries.
We had to get ourselves in a competitive nature. UNIGOV did that because it allowed us to elect one chief executive officer, or the CEO.
Those CEOs, the mayors, had a grand plan to make Indianapolis the amateur sports capital of the country. They lured the Pan American Games and later the NCAA's headquarters to Indiana. An NFL team came. They capitalized on the city's central location and built an enormous convention center downtown, big hotels and condos and restaurants along the city's canal. Krause says making the downtown more attractive was a means to an end, which was growth of the region as a whole.
You've got to have a product that's understandable and people want. So there was no there. And Hudnut, for one, said, you can't be a suburb of nothing.
An enduring question for Indianapolis is whether those economic gains brought by the merger were worth it. Some look at UNIGOV and they see success, but others see neglect. I'm Sarah Fentum, St. Louis Public Radio.